We wish you a merry holidays. We wish you a merry holidays. We wish you a merry holidays and a happy new year. Oh, we wish you a merry holidays. We wish you a merry holidays. We wish you a merry holidays and a happy new year.
Ooh, year.
Very nice. That is Joey Patrone, his brother Riley Patrone in there as well. I spoke to you guys before. You didn't sound British when we were speaking, and yet that had a little British flavor. Welcome, first of all, to the show. Merry Christmas. Glad you guys are here.
Thanks for having us. This is awesome.
My pleasure. Joey is playing Thursday night as part of Haymarket's Americana Concert Series. It is a free show on Thursday at 7:30. You can go, and he is Gabe Berdoulis will also be on the bill with you. You're a Chicago singer-songwriter. Tell us a little about yourself, Joey. What's your influence? How did you come to be with us today?
So I think it's just creating things is more of like an instinct to me than a hobby. So I just am constantly writing songs and creating things. And then I actually got an awesome deal with one of my best friends, Colin Peterick, who recorded an album for me.
Oh,
nice. I met an awesome guy named Michael Webdell, who actually runs the Americana Concert Series over there at Haymarket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great guy, and he's partially the reason why I'm here. But I just want to sing songs and have fun.
Have you always been musical? Was this something, or did music come later after you said you've always been creative? Were you doing other things, and then somehow you went, you know what, music is really, that's really the place I need to be.
I was at University of Kentucky, and I saw a music video. It was a Brad Paisley song.
Okay.
And I noticed it's written by this guy, Joe Schmo. And I'm like, I'm Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
And I never went to class again.
That was it. Hey, people write these songs. I can write songs.
Yeah, I can. I realized I could do it real easy, really quick.
Really? Is it that easy? Because I've talked to other musicians, and some people say, like you do, they're like, oh yeah, these songs, they come, 2 seconds, I got this song written. And other people, it's like, oh, I agonize over them for weeks or months, and I start a song and I put it away and I come back 6 months later. And does it go both ways with you, or is it usually just you're hit by inspiration and then there's the song?
Well, here's how it kind of works. I start writing the song, and I like to finish everything I do real quick. So I just like, I start it, I make sure it's finished by the end. And I mostly just trust myself is the biggest part, I think,
yeah,
in writing songs.
And what does that mean? What I mean is, explain that.
A line will pop in your head, and then I just write it down.
Okay.
I'll go through and edit stuff every once in a while, but it mostly just flows right out of me. That's why I said I think it's more of like an instinct of my soul.
Wow. You know? That's pretty cool. Now, how did you start singing with your brother Riley?
So Riley's amazing singer. And just because I'm singing, he has to sing.
Okay.
I force him.
Oh, really? Did you guys sing together as children?
Not too much.
No? Step a little closer to the mic there, Riley.
But, I've been singing for probably 6 years now or so, and I'm in, a band of my own. But then Joey started really putting me out there with him. And,
yeah.
Everything that he sings just comes naturally to me. Like, I can hear one of his songs twice, and I'll be able to sing harmony on it the whole way through. I'll
really?
Just remember the words.
And do you think there's something about being related that makes the harmonies that much sweeter? That, you guys 100%. Come from the same place, there's the same blood pumping through your veins. Does that make it?
There's actually a term called blood harmonies.
Really?
Yeah, so like people who are related to each other usually come off really nicely together when they're singing harmonies.
I don't know, I've heard my brothers and I sing Happy Birthday, and it would cause people to jump out of a building.
You know what's pretty funny about Happy Birthday?
Yeah. Could you guys
happy
answer?
Holidays to you. Happy holidays to you. Happy holidays to you. Happy holidays to you.
You, happy holidays.
Wow. I like that. Very nice. So you guys are going to do one of your own for us now, and then if you'll stick around after the news, we'll talk a little more and hear another song. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
What do you got for us now?
This one's called Bleeding for Adventure.
Sounds good.
I would rather do something I might regret than regret something I haven't done.
They say don't do it, but I'll do it anyway. We're in God's hands, I say we climb his thumb. No, no, not now. They say no, no, not never. But they don't know my heart is bleeding for adventure. No, they don't know my heart stay bleeding forever. A time will wither like a river flow downstream. So I'll be hanging on the second hand. I haven't done much with my life yet. Might it be that nothing's ever gonna go as planned? No, no, not now. They say no, no, not never. But they don't know my heart is bleeding for adventure. No, they don't know my heart stay bleeding forever. Hey. I took my chances and crooked the risks.
Oh, yeah, he said he took those risks on down.
I trusted the feeling in my heart and stomach. I've been humming, la-da. Da, da, da. I've been humming la da, hallelujah, da, da, da. 'Cause I would rather do something I might regret than regret something I haven't done. No, no, not now.
No, no, not now.
They say no, no, not never.
Oh no.
No, no, not now.
No, no, not now, no, no.
They say no, no, not never. But they don't know my heart is bleeding for adventure. No, they don't know my heart's a bleeding forever. No, they don't know my heart is bleeding for adventure. No, they don't know my heart's stay bleeding forever. I took my chances and cooked the risks.
Oh, yeah, said he took those risks on down.
I trusted the feeling in my heart and stomach. I've been humming, la-da, ha-le-ak-la-da.
Fantastic. More with Joey Patrone and Riley Patrone on the other side of the news. Nice job, guys. We will have more with the guys after this.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Brian Noonan in for Ro Connan and Devontae's Merry Christmas. It is Christmas Eve, as you know, and if you didn't know, well, guess what? It's Christmas Eve. We are enjoying some wonderful music in the studio with Joey Patrone. His brother Riley Patrone is also here. Joey is appearing this Thursday night at Haymarket Pub and Brewery as part of the Haymarket Americana concert series. It is a free series. And listen, Joey's worth more than three times that price. Joey, I don't know why you're working for free. I don't know what's going on, but listen, maybe you need better representation. But it's a wonderful series, and Haymarket brings terrific local artists to the stage for this thing. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So you've done this before. Explain to people who haven't been and they hear Americana. I'm not sure what that is. What kind of artists and what do you bring when you do this do these shows at the Haymarket?
Well, everyone I've seen there has been fantastic. Their lyrics are on point. They're great musicians. It's unbelievable that it's free, actually.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
The food is awesome.
Their food is awesome. The beer is phenomenal.
The beer is like, yeah, for real. And they have so many, and they brew them all themselves.
Yes. And so it's people come in, and it's always singer-songwriters, right? You men and women who, you know, you're out there figuring it out. You're doing your own voice and bringing it to the public.
A lot of the people that do it are written about in Rolling Stone magazine and a lot of other big magazines and stuff, so they have lots of...
You never know who you're going to see. It's always good people who are there. Now you've opened for Chicago. You've done a lot of stuff yourself.
Yeah.
Tell, brag a little bit. I know it seems against your nature just from the brief time I've talked to you.
It does
seem against your nature. Like you seem like kind of an easygoing, laid back guy who doesn't want to brag. Maybe Riley will brag for you if you don't want to brag for yourself.
I will. I am capable of writing a song in like 30 minutes. I kind of want to be a songwriter. You know?
Yeah.
Performing just comes, you got to do it, to, you know, but I mostly love writing songs, and I'm really good at it, I'll say that.
So that would be, you don't necessarily aspire to be, on stage at the United Center, you want to be the guy who's writing the songs for the people who end up going out performing.
I kind of want to go on tour and see the country.
Yeah.
But it's mostly about seeing the country. Actually, no, I love the music, too. Playing music around the world would be the best job ever.
It sounds like a pretty good job, I got to be honest. I couldn't do it if you to save my life, but I think if you have that kind of talent, that would be a phenomenal thing. Just a phenomenal thing.
It would. It'd be awesome.
Now, Riley, you mentioned you're in a band. What's the name of your band?
I'm in the North 41.
And what kind of band is that?
A funk rock band.
Ooh.
Pop punk.
I could kind of tell from some of your backgrounds that you brought a little funkiness to the last song.
It's all about funk and good feelings.
You gotta feel good.
He's Michael Jackson reincarnated.
That's what it's all about.
Now, is it... are you surprised that you guys come at music from different, you know, you like different aspects of it? Or is it, you know, we like all kinds of music. I just, you know, I being Joey, chose to go this route, and Riley, you went this route.
We feed off each other's energy. You know, even though we may like different music, we come together and...
Mm-hmm. I write a lot of songs for his band.
Yeah, do you really?
I understand, like, how he's
at least lyrically
supposed to sing, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's older?
I'm older.
Yeah.
1 year.
1 year older?
1 year older.
Almost
27,
Irish twins.
He's 26.
yeah, that is almost Irish twins. Yeah. That's very, very close. So did you grow up here or did you grow up somewhere else?
Grew up in the suburbs.
Which one?
LaGrange.
Oh, give LaGrange the shout out. They love it out there
LaGrange.
In the Boston suburbs.
We love you.
Who doesn't love LaGrange? How? I'll throw a little ZZ Top there for you. So again, Thursday night at the Haymarket Americana series, Joey will be there. Riley, do you come by for that, or is this one that you...
Yep, I'll be there. Yep.
So Joey, anytime you're performing, is Riley there with you?
I try my hardest to make him there every time. Yeah.
When he's not out getting funky somewhere else?
I almost enjoy playing with him, just me and him, more than a band.
Really?
It's amazing. Like, I feel the best singing just with him.
Well, you guys sound terrific. And in honor of that, we would like to have you do one more song.
All right.
What do you got for us?
All right. I'm going to keep the mood light. This one's called Failure as a Kid.
Oh, I watched the video for this. Remember, we're on the air, so no profanity.
No profanity.
I saw the YouTube clip where there was some profanity. It's a great song.
Profanity.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe we...
No, that's
all. I don't know where it's at in the song.
Yeah.
Just if you just go. We'll keep our button. Just sing it. Go ahead.
Just
enjoy.
Sing.
Just have fun.
All right.
This is a fun club. Here we go.
I woke up late today, like I do every day, 'cause I was up till 4 a.m. doing nothing productive, and nothing's on my mind. I lost my sense of time. Saturday is every day when you're 25, and Jeopardy is on TV, and you can never call me 'cause I left my phone on the roof of my car. and drove away. And Mama had to find me on the road, no gasoline. I spent the cash for gas on grass. I guess the joke was on me. I guess the joke was on me. I'm smoking a bowl and I'm taking a six. I'm stealing money from her purse cause I don't have a job and I'm a failure as a kid. I'm smoking a bowl, I'm a taking her six. I'm stealing money from her purse cause I don't have a job and I'm a failure as a kid. I've got no energy cause all my groceries are aimed to please the senses. I'm living off of booze and peanut butter. It feels like I'm a stranger. How do I arrange the thoughts inside my mind when I'm looking to find the channel changer? And Dr. Phil is in the building. Mama pops another pill and Barbara's anorexic. Uncle Stu just crashed her Lexus. And the sex the father's hiding, lie detector says he's lying. Then I turned off the TV and I feel better about myself. I feel better about myself. I start feeling better about myself. I'm smoking a bowl, I'm a taking a six. I'm stealing money from her purse cause I don't have a job and I'm a failure as a kid. I'm smoking a bowl, I'm a taking a six. I'm stealing money from her purse cause I don't have a job and I'm a failure as a kid. My priorities are ghosts that follow me into the morning, and then I fall asleep. And these authorities are signaling to me to pull me over in my dreams, but I'm sober as I sleep. I'm sober as I sleep.
Now everyone in your car, sing along.
I'm smoking a bowl, I'm a taking a six. I'm stealing money from her purse cause I don't have a job and I'm a failure as a kid. I'm smoking a bowl, I'm a taking a six. I'm stealing money from her purse cause I don't have a job and I'm a failure as a kid. I'm stealing money from her purse cause I don't have a job and I'm a failure as a kid. I'm stealing money from her purse cause I don't have a job and I'm a failure as a kid.
Very nice. Joey Patrone, his brother Riley Patrone. When I was watching the YouTube clip, I must have heard something incorrectly. Because I was like, ooh, I was going to ask you to do that song, and then I heard so. I'm glad you did it. Failure as a Kid. You can see Joey, you can see Riley this Thursday night, 7:30, at Haymarket Pub and Brewery as part of the Haymarket Americana Concert Series. It is at 737 West Randolph Street. You can go to haymarketbrewing.com to get all the information. The show is at 7:30. Guys, it was phenomenal. Thank you so much for coming in. Hang on, I'll be we'll get a pic. We got to get a picture for the website. And but that was just terrific. So thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We'll see you Thursday night at Haymarket Pub and Brewery, the Americana Concert Series. And you can follow Joey on Facebook. You can also hear all his music on Spotify. What about your band, Riley? You got any places people can check out your band?
Basically, just about every social media iTunes platform out there.
And give us the name of that band
again? North 41. Lakeshore Drive North.
The North 41 and Joey Patrone. So you can get them on every social media channel. Listen to them on Spotify. Fantastic job.